So I want to thank members of the press for being here today. We felt it was obviously very important after the story broke to make sure everyone had information and to make a public statement on behalf of Voces de la Frontera. Act 43, the state redistricting map, is rotten, and the process by which it was passed is rotten. Voces de la Frontera filed a lawsuit against Act 43, the state redistricting map, on behalf of Latino voters whose civil rights have been violated. The map that was passed denied the creation of a supermajority assembly district with a Latino population of up to 70% that would have elevated the voice of Latino voters based on age and citizenship status. The creation of two majority assembly districts, while superficially appearing as progress, in fact diluted the voting power of Latinos in both districts, which has resulted in the weakening of a Latino voting bloc in a period of significant growth of the Latino population in our state, around 70% statewide growth and 40% in the Milwaukee area. The 8th Assembly District, which has produced the only Latino legislators in Wisconsin, now has less Latino voters. So in fact, we are moving backwards and our voting rights are being trampled on. As unjust as the outcome is, what is equally disturbing is our recent discovery of how it was passed. Aides to the Republican leaders, Representative Jeff Fitzgerald and Senator Scott Fitzgerald, worked under the direction of a law firm, Michael Best and Friedrich, to organize secret individual meetings with 58 Republican assembly legislatures and 17 Republican senators. They willfully and intentionally shut out any public opinion in the legislative process. This is both a legal and moral violation of the public trust. These covert actions were paid for at taxpayer expense and did not represent the full state legislature in the process. Voces de la Frontera has filed charges with the Dane County DA to ask for two things: that Act 43 be thrown out and a new, transparent, and impartial process be conducted, and secondly, that they investigate and file charges against any state legislature that signed the agreements and was part of the cover-up. Finally, we also believe that there should be an immediate investigation into the ethical violations on the part of the law firm Michael Best and Friedrich in helping legislators skirt the law and the use of taxpayer dollar to conduct illegal activity.